This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Sarah Alvarez has been writing her food blog, The Hungry Alaskan, for about 2 years. And being a food writer, it's no surprise she gets excited about Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite food holiday. It comes with memories. I think that food, oftentimes, that's my favorite part, is just the memories that you make sitting around the table or even all day long cooking.
And today, Alvarez is going to show me how to cook one of her favorite holiday dishes, one that her family's been making for many years.
So today, we're going to make lemon risotto with asparagus in it. And on a normal day, it would be perfect as just a general meal, but on Thanksgiving, it would be a perfect side and a nice way to make your meal a little more sophisticated.
Risotto is an Italian rice dish that Alvarez says is kind of hard to describe.
It's sort of like I guess what I would consider to be the consistency of a porridge, although porridge doesn't generally conjure up images of good tasting food.
Highly refined porridge.
Yes, highly refined porridge.
And to start this highly refined porridge, we need to start with a simple base.
So for this risotto, you can either use shallots or a sweet onion, which I personally think the onions are just easier, but shallots would be fine too.
Next comes 1 cup of arborio rice.
And it just goes in with the onions until it glistens. This is when you have to start paying attention because it'll burn quickly.
Alvarez says risotto is a simple dish, but it does require constant attention, most of which is stirring. Once the risotto is lightly toasted, Alvarez adds her secret ingredient, white wine.
I have no idea why the wine's important. All I know is that it's important. My mom always said that it sealed in the flavors. I have no idea if that's accurate or not, but thanks, Mom.
Next comes the chicken broth. From here on out, the process is pretty straightforward. Stir the chicken broth into the risotto until it reduces to a creamy consistency. Then add more broth. Repeat 5 to 8 times. Alvarez loves this kind of dish for Thanksgiving because she gets to cook, but still visit with people without running around the kitchen.
It doesn't take a lot of thought, but the end result is absolutely worth it. And it's a very methodical process, and there's not a lot of stress involved, whereas if you're cooking some other things where your timing has to be just perfect, that oftentimes can stress me out.
And standing over this fragrant pot is not a bad gig.
It smells a little bit like onions because the onions are in there, and butter, and there's a nice sort of a nutty fragrance to it also. It's much more complex and flavorful than just a typical rice dish.
After about 20 minutes, we add the asparagus, which Alvarez sautéed, lemon zest, and about 1/4 cup of lemon juice. It's looking very creamy and close to finished.
But the way that I really know that it's done is by taste. I think that's, for me, that's the only way to know. So let's taste it. That's great. Ta-da!
Does it remind you of Thanksgiving? Or does it just remind you of good food?
It reminds me of good food, and mostly it reminds me of family. My mom taught me how to make risotto. Risotto has been part of our family since I was a kid, and really good memories. And I think that that's what's important about Thanksgiving, is family, memories, good food.
But enough chat. Alvarez says it's a sin to eat cold risotto.
It is a sin because once it's cold, then the texture doesn't come back to the same consistency.
Not shockingly, I think it's delicious. But what about our chef? Is this a Thanksgiving-worthy dish?
The subtle hint of lemon. It's so fresh, but also the nuttiness of the risotto really combined to bring a rich, bold flavor. And then I like the freshness of the asparagus with a little bit of crunch. And it's just good eating.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see the Hungry Alaskan's risotto recipe, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.